Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And here we are again, folks, another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And folks, today you're connected more than ever. Whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. I'd like to welcome Jim Weber to the program. Jim is the managing partner with ITB Partners. Jim, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about ITB Partners. How do you help folks?
Well, we essentially connect freelance consultants with opportunities out there to ply their trade and to get jobs.
Wow. Now, there's a lot in that. So tell us where your consultants come from, what kind of disciplines they have, specialties they have, et cetera.
Right. Well, half of our members, our consultants, have been doing independent consulting for 10 to 20 years. And they're out there on their own trying to develop their business and at the same time trying to take care of their clients' needs. The other half of our consultants are essentially coming out of the corporate world. They're either senior executives that are looking to do project work or freelance consulting as a bridge strategy to find that next great job, or they're deciding to dial it back and get more control of their life and do something different. And in that case, we help them essentially make the transition from the corporate world to become an independent consultant working as a freelancer.
Lots of turmoil in corporate America. I think that's been a trend for many years now. And it seems like this is a prime area of that kind of trend here in the North Fulton market.
Well, the changes that are resulting from moving through into the digital age is prompting a lot of that. So there's a lot of disruption from new companies that are developing and providing the same service, so to speak, to the consumer or businesses in a different, less expensive way. There are companies that are being acquired. Private equity groups continue to be very active out there. And there's a lot of companies that are adapting, taking better use of technology to reduce their workforce and to become more efficient, which is continuing to put people on the street, even though we're in a far better economy right now and people are going back to work a lot quicker.
Sure. Now, let's say I've left corporate America. I want to go out on my own. Maybe I've taken a client with me. Maybe my old employer is my first client, right? That's a pretty typical story. Why not just do this on my own versus come to you at ITB Partners?
Well, I could say that if you've started an independent consulting career and have taken your prior employer along with you as your first client, you are well on the way to having a successful career, because that is exactly what you want to try to do.
Sure.
But things happen, things change, so you need to constantly be generating new clients, new customers, and keep that business development activity flourishing. So the problem is, when you're on your own, you're on your own. So you have to worry about not just the business development aspects of your business and completing the engagement that you signed up for with your client. You've got to be out there engaged in public relations activities and digital marketing activities. Social media is still very important in terms of broadening your reach and getting your message out to more folks. And there's always the accounting and administration and other aspects of running your business. So what we provide is essentially leverage. We help that one person operation focus on what they do best, which is executing for their client. And we provide support on the business development side, as well as the marketing and public relations side, but also on the skills development side. So we also have training and development that help them make the transition from being a corporate executive or staff person to be more effective as a independent consultant.
And that's probably, it's interesting you mentioned that particular point, because I hear this again and again from folks in corporate that they didn't realize how much was done for them while they were in corporate and how much they were essentially high and dry when they went out on their own.
Right.
In terms of a lot of functions that need to get done.
That's exactly right. So, so our group, right now we've got 85 members, and our group is composed of everything from accounting and finance professionals, mostly controllers and fractional CFOs, to a broad group of marketing folks that cover the spectrum, as well as HR, supply chain and logistics, and corporate development operations. And within the group, we've got a good group of people that have together have all the skills that you need as an independent consultant to not just to present yourself and your capabilities, but to close the deal and then to keep the engagement alive over a long period of time.
Sure, sure. Now, let's talk a little bit, Jim, about the client. Who is your typical client? Because you also work directly with clients and help essentially matchmake, right?
Correct. Well, our clients are primarily mid-cap companies. They're everything from family-owned businesses to subchapter S or LLC or other structures. But they're primarily $500 million and below. We do have clients that are Fortune 500 or divisions of Fortune 500. So they're in that $20 million to $500 million revenue range. Most of our clients are people that are either at the front end of their business life cycle, so they're either startups or they're moving into rapid development. And so we help them not make mistakes that can put them out of business early on.
Sure.
And then we help them prepare for a really significant exit. So in other words, make sure that the business is generating all the revenue and profit it can, so it'll achieve the highest sales value when they decide to execute a liquidation or sell the business. And so we have a M&A group that's involved in that as well.
Oh, wow. So if I'm a client with the profile you talked about and maybe a mid-cap company, what's the value of calling you for the problem that I've got, solution to the problem that I have?
That's a good question, and there's actually a number of different responses to that. The first bit of value that we offer is helping to minimize the risk of either hiring a full-time equivalent or bringing on a consultant. So if you're thinking about hiring a full-time equivalent, is one of the most risky things you can do. Even in my career, when I was hiring a lot of people, I felt good if I was batting 500. So in other words, for every two people I hired, one didn't work out and had to leave. When you're a smaller business and don't have necessarily all the human resources support behind you, your risk factor is probably a lot greater and the cost, is sizable. So by providing them the opportunity of engaging a freelance consultant or an independent consultant, a 1099 employee, you minimize that risk immediately. So you have the option of working with that person on an engagement and getting to know them, getting to trust them, getting to see whether or not they fit within your culture. And if they do, then you probably will have a full-time hire that is going to beat the odds and be, a much longer term success for you. So that's one of the real big benefits of reducing the risk. The other piece is that you're able to hire people that are specialists in solving and mitigating whatever problem you might have, as opposed to taking one of your other employees off task to do something maybe they're not fully equipped with and have to learn on the job, so to speak, to execute that. So what we do is help them keep their employees focused on what they do best, and then we'll come in and solve their problem with people that are highly competent and specialized in solving the problems that they have on the table.
Yeah, it strikes me, Jim, that some folks may clearly be able to define the problem, but maybe not know exactly what the solution is. It's not totally clear who I need to hire.
Right.
So, and it sounds like that may be where you can help as well.
Exactly. Well, you know, the first step in most all of our engagements is some kind of a diagnostic, a shorter assignment, maybe it's a week or 2 weeks, where the consultant will go in and whether it's a risk assessment or trying to understand what the problem might be. And oftentimes you do validate what the owner or the manager of the business thinks. But then there are times that you find things that, maybe you didn't think about this. And so from that diagnostic, we're able to provide them with validation about the problem and provide solutions, or say, hey, you know, this might really be more of a symptom than the actual problem. The actual problem is something else. And what you're thinking is a problem is just sort of a symptom of what's, you know, happening over here. And then we'd be in a better position to recommend people that can really help them solve the problem as opposed to fixing the symptom.
Sure. We're speaking with Jim Weber, and Jim is the managing partner of ITB Partners. Jim, I got to ask about your background. Tell us about your career, what led up to ITB Partners, and how you came up with this idea.
Well, I'm a corporate refugee. I spent 22 years traveling across the country, chasing a career. I started off as a financial analyst out of college, and then got into strategic planning at a retail group of a billion-dollar company. Finished my MBA and then got into general management. So I had responsibility for a lot of people, big P&Ls, and it was mostly in the service sector, franchising companies. So my employers were, first half of my career were specialty food retailers that were also franchising. And then the second half of the career was with restaurant chains that were also franchisors. My last employer actually was Dunkin' Baskin, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, sure.
And I was responsible for 30 markets here in the Southeast for those two brands.
Wow.
And
big job.
It was a big job, a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. After 5 years with those folks, I decided, you know, Atlanta's a great place and I don't really want to move again. It's a great place to start your own business.
Yeah.
And I really want to, you know, follow that path now. So in the beginning of 1999, I got out and hooked up with a friend of mine that was doing executive search, and I became an executive recruiter. So I've been doing that now for 20 years. I learned the executive recruiting business from my friend. And then by about 2006, I decided it was time for me to be totally on my own, and went out as a sole proprietor of my executive search firm. About the same time, I started getting more clients that were private equity groups, and they were looking to me to help them find CEOs and CFOs. And as you know, with any private equity group, when they do a transaction and buy a business, depending on the transaction, the CEO may or may not stay with the business.
Sure.
But the CFO is always changed out. You know, they always want their own CFO. So I was doing those searches for the private equity group. And then for their portfolio companies, I was doing other C-level searches for like chief development officer, CIOs, chief marketing officers. And then another little trend started developing where my more traditional Fortune 500 clients started asking for consultants and project managers and coaches. I mean, one of them even asked me to do a very quick in and out assignment and said, okay, that's fine. And so what I was doing was, in addition to the executive search work, I was putting people that I knew into these freelance consulting situations, 1099. And then in 2008, the recession hit and we had the market was just inundated by highly compensated corporate folks that were, you know, they were let go through reorganizations, obviously, so companies could reduce their overhead and become more profitable. And because of a lot of regulations and everything, a lot of employers weren't so anxious to hire, you know, and add to staff, especially more highly compensated baby boomer types. So you had a whole supply of potential freelance consultants and a whole demand of employers that were looking for an option other than a W-2 or a full-time employee. So all of a sudden, I had I was in the middle of the market, and that part of the business just really expanded. Then by 2014, a group of us decided that we needed to make our business a little bit more substantial, and we so we branded it and got a website, started promoting, and became a more significant entity, still under the umbrella of my executive search brand. And then so the recession eventually plays out. Now, 10 years later, though, you know, unemployment's really low, but we still have a lot of people that are moving out of the corporate world, either through reorganizations or due to whatever reason, including mergers and acquisitions. Or you've got baby boomers that have just decided that it's time to do something different.
Right.
So that demand for an alternative to a full-time equivalent has continued. And the supply of people willing to do freelance work has increased. And my job is essentially to connect the two ends of the equation and make a market.
And you've really, it's a fascinating business model, but you have really been executive matchmaking for all your career, basically.
More or less.
Or right. You know, your post-corporate career, right. I should say. Right. Right. Yeah.
As I tell people, you know, my job is to put good people into great jobs.
Sure.
Whether it's a 1099 or a W-2 or whatever.
Right. We're speaking with Jim Weber, and Jim is the managing partner of ITB Partners. Tell us about some of your more successful engagements.
Well, one of our most interesting and successful engagement is a startup right here in Atlanta called Sage Chefs. Sage was created by two former Silicon Valley engineers that had a pretty good track record there. And they had a new idea for providing home meal replacement, you know, like Blue Apron and those kinds of competitors, that was more flexible for the consumer. So using their, you know, technology and their algorithms, they were able to modify the recipes of whatever they offered during a week or two so that people could essentially have it their way. So stealing from Burger King, they would adjust the spice level if people wanted something less spicy, or add to it, or, you know, change the particular item to fit the consumer's needs more, which in the restaurant business or the food service business is very challenging. So they first brought one of our consultants in as a chief financial officer, fractional CFO. She later came to me with help finding somebody that could help them with purchasing and supply chain, and then ultimately a really strong operations person. So what happened over a period of time is that my CFO ended up taking a full-time position with another one of her clients. The operations director that we put in there did such a great job. They gradually elevated him to the point now he's the CEO for the business, still on a 1099. So he's a fractional CEO growing that business. That's one of our most interesting success stories, I think.
Wow.
So we're really proud of that one. They're still in business, and they deliver fully cooked meals, refrigerated, I think once a week, and mostly to people that are, you know, too busy to cook their own meal, or actually they're taking them into work and using the microwave to heat up the meal for work.
Now, it occurs to me as you tell that story, Jim, that you really mitigate risk for a corporate client that's looking to solve a problem, because there's a lot of movement potentially with that fractional C-suite person that they might want to hire. That person may get attractive to somebody else, and then they're left high and dry, and you really help mitigate risk.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, so our, in that last example with Sage Chefs, the CFO did take a full-time job with a client of hers, but we had all the support by virtue of about 8 or 10 other fractional CFOs that could move right into position. And so they never missed a beat. I mean, everything just continued rather smoothly. And that is one of the biggest questions that a prospective client has when they're talking to any independent consultant. If you're a one-off, then they're looking across the table and thinking, well, what happens if you get a full-time job? Or what happens if you know, you get sick? Or what happens if you, for one reason or another, are not able to complete the assignment? Am I going to be sitting there with a half-finished product and have to start all over again? So ITB Partners has 9 different practice groups, and we've got depth to support every one of our consultants. So if our consultant is asked that question, and they have been asked that question.
Of course. It's a good question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, one of our founding members was asked that question when he was talking to a Fortune 500 prospective client. She said, well, I see you're Stout and Associates. He said, that's right. And she said, well, do you have associates?
That's a great question.
He said, absolutely. I'm part of ITB Partners, and here's all the the people that can do the same work that I do. And all of a sudden the risk factor is nullified, and then you're on to other, you know, discussion.
Absolutely. In fact, it kind of shifts the other way, right? I mean, it really creates a backup for that individual that's unexpectedly pleasant.
Exactly.
To that client.
Exactly. Well, not only that, what we find is that when one of our consultants is on an engagement, they're doing a great job, they actually become a trusted advisor. The client will come to them and ask, hey, do you know somebody that can help me with this other problem? And let's say it's, I'm working on a accounting engagement, and they have an issue with their marketing or their human resources or some other function, then we've got people that we can, you know, introduce them to, you know, multiples, so that they can have a chance to talk to those people individually, assess whether or not their skill sets will fit what their needs, or if they have the kind of personality that would fit with their management style and their culture, which is also, you know, very important. So we're able to help minimize the risk to our clients across a whole range of, issues.
Sure. Makes sense. Again, folks, we're speaking with Jim Weber, and he's the managing partner of ITB Partners. Now, I've got to, as we move toward wrapping things up here, I've got to ask about how the charges work. So if I'm a Let's say I'm a consultant, want to be part of your group. You're a membership organization?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So at this point, we have an annual membership fee that is very reasonable. As we work to enhance our brand to get more market share, I'm trying to make it very difficult for the right people to say no. So that's why the pricing model is attractive to those folks. However, we don't take anything off the top of any of our consultants' revenue. So that's another big benefit compared to a lot of other companies out there that are doing something similar.
Sure.
So whatever they are able to contract with their client, they get 100% of that. But the other thing that we've incentivized all of our members to work together and open doors for each other and actually to help, you know, increase their revenue is by virtue of a referral fee program. So if one of our fractional CFOs brings in a fractional chief marketing officer or maybe a human resources person to work on an engagement, then they'll do an arm's length transaction with the client. And if they do a deal, then the fractional CFO who has the engagement will be entitled to a referral fee from that person. So that's another good way for us to really energize our business development function, because all the consultants are out there looking for opportunities, not just for themselves, but for all the other members of ITB Partners.
Sure. That sounds great. Well, Jim, this has been fascinating, quite an interesting business model. So for those that would like to be in touch, whether there may be a independent consultant that wants to potentially join your group or a corporate client, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, my email address would probably be the best way, and that is jim.weber, Weber has one B, at itbpartners.com.
Great. Jim Weber, ITB Partners. He's the managing partner there and founder of ITB Partners. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, John. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, glad to have you. Folks, if you need some other kind of help, and that might be help curing the headaches of administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, maybe you need a workshop planned, well, there's an answer for that as well. Go engage a smart and reliable office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who fly in with the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business, either on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And folks, if you like this show, show us some love. Go on maybe social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Follow us. We're North Fulton BRX on all those platforms. It's your support that keeps us going in terms of being able to highlight great business leaders like Jim in our community. If you've missed any of our shows, you can find quite an extensive archive of going on 170 shows, almost 400 guests. You can find those shows on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, pretty much any podcast app you'd want to check out. But also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, and you can search there our archive and check out some of the great folks that we have featured on our shows in the past. So for my guest, Jim Weber, I'm John Ray. Join me next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.